You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
So we were praying, Lord, what is your word for Victory Dumaguete? And somehow the Holy Spirit led us to look at the history of the city. So it led us to this website na about Dumaguete, and we learned a lot about the history. Did you know na ang Dumaguete ay na-coin lang itong word na to noong 1734. Medyo recent lang to. Dumaguete was coined from the Cebuano word dagit, which means to snatch. And the word dumaguete means to swoop, and was coined because of the frequent raids by Moro pirates on the coastal community and its power to attract and keep visitors, both local and foreign. There's something about dagit. There's something about the word dumaguete na parabang we felt in our spirit na the enemy's been trying to steal so much from the people here. Steal destiny, steal purity, steal money, steal time. Maraming ninanakaw ang enemy. So when we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, si Pastor Adrian, nasabi niya, a divine reversal of the story will happen to the city. The enemy's been trying to steal. How many of you know that God can give back? Amen. So magkakaroon daw ng divine reversal, sabi naman ni Pastor Arthur. The church will be used to bring restoration, healing, and abundant life to the people of the city. How many of you believe that as well? God will use you to bring healing. God will use you to bring abundant life. God will use you to preach and demonstrate the gospel to this city. And there will come a time, hindi lang 1,500 ang sasamba sa pangalan ng ating Panginoong Jesus dito sa city na to because of you guys. Amen. As a summary, incredible victory for God's people will come as described in the verse John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Just a little background about John 10:10. John 10:10 is actually a part of a parable said by Jesus. A parable is usually a tool that is used by Jesus to convey a message. Now, for some people, they will overly interpret a parable. Na parabang per detail, meron bang may ibig sabihin yan? Pero hindi po yon ang silbi ng parable. Parable is designed to convey a single message. And in this case, John 10:10, ang message lang naman ito that there is a life that God has prepared for you. God has a plan for you. You may not have a plan for your life. You may not have a plan for your life, but here's the thing. God has a plan for you. And there's a life waiting for you that is designed by God for you to walk into. Makikita mo yan sa Ephesians. And for the sake of just summarizing this, ito yung life na gusto sa atin ng ating Panginoong Jesus. That's abundant life. I know for most of us, if not all of us, we want abundant life. Meron ba kayong kilala ayaw ng abundant life? Yung ang pangarap sa buhay ay maghirap. Meron ba kayong kilala na ako ang pangarap ko sa buhay maging miserable? Meron bang ganun? For most of us, we want abundant life. Now, in the original language, yung abundant life sa John 10:10 or for some translation, sabi doon, a life to the full. Pagka tinignan mo sa original language, it has several meanings. And one of those is yung beyond what is anticipated. For most of us, we have an idea kung ano ba ang abundant life. Meron tayong iniisip. Pagka sinabing abundant life, for some of you, you're thinking about plenty of provision. Money. Eh di syempre, di ba, abundant. For some of you, iniisip nyo many happiness, relationship, vacation. You're thinking about that. But here's the thing about abundant life. What if abundant life goes beyond what you expect? Let me just give you a little example. How many of you would agree with me that Jesus has an abundant life? Talagang pag si Jesus, pag tinignan mo siya yung model ng abundant life, tama ba? Pero si Jesus ba may bank account? Si Jesus ba may savings? Si Jesus ba may kotse? In fact, meron nga siyang donkey, hirampa. Pag binasa mo yung Bible, di ba merong time na sabi mo, hiramin mo yon, yung donkey na yon. Pagka tinignan mo si Jesus ba merong ano, may mga assets? Si Jesus ba may mga lupain? Si Jesus ba merong resort? Si Jesus ba may mga business? When you look at the life of Jesus, He has none of those yet. For every need that he has. Kapag kakailangan niya ng pang-tax, sabi niya doon sa disciple niya, mga isda ka, kunin mo sa bibignan, meron, tig-isa pa tayo. Nung kailangan niya ng papakainin yung mga nakinig sa preaching niya, sabi niya, sige, paupuin mo na yan. Yung mga disciples, kabadong-kabadong, 5,000 to Lord, mahigit pa, tapos papaupuin namin, mag-e-expect yung mga yan. Sabi ni God, okay lang. Tapos biglang inangat niya, ano bang meron tayo dyan? Tapos di ba may lumapit na boy, o ito po yung limang pan de Manila, o limang sans rival, tsaka dalawang danggit, pinilapit kay Jesus. Ano ginawa ni Jesus? Itinaas niya, nagpasalamat siya kay God the Father, tapos biglang he fed 5,000 men, over 15,000 people was fed that day. How many of you know that that's amazing? Abundant life. Now, could it be na yung abundant life na iniisip natin is not really abundance in finances, abundance in anything? What if ang abundant life ay ibang bagay? Now, isa pa sa mga terms dito ay yung zoe, not just bios. Yung bios, dun galing yung word na biology. Now, in Greek, may dalawa pong word na used to describe life, and that's zoe and bios. Pagka sinabi mong bios, it means that you are existing, you are alive, you are breathing. We all have that, bios. Pero what the word used here was zoe, yung life to the full. Ang ibig sabihin nun, yung buhay na buhay ka, vibrant. Every area of your life, your whole being, punong-puno. May kilala ba kayong gano'n? Yung nakasalubong mo palang buhay na buhay ito ah. Ang promise sa atin ni Lord is a zoe life, a life to the full. Yung para bang ano, yung kahit dumadaan ka sa problema, kahit dumadaan ka sa challenges, you are still confident, you are still joyful, kasi after all, wala namang nakakatanggal ng joy na ibinigay sa'yo ni Lord. And ang gustong-gusto kong meaning nitong abundant life ay tinatawag na equidistant. Ibig sabihin nun, of equal distance to every blessing in your life. For some of us, okay tayo pagdating sa area ng finances. Pero pagkadating dito sa area ng relationship, hindi tayo okay. For some of us, okay yung grades natin sa school. Pero kagalit naman natin yung nanay at tatay natin. Yung iba sa atin, okay naman tayo sa nanay at tatay natin. I mean, di ba, we honor our mother and father. Pero pagdating mo sa school, struggling ka. Alam mo yun, yung meron lang area ng buhay mo na successful ka, pero may area ng buhay mo na struggling ka. Having an abundant life means every area of your life. Walang hindi abundant. Equidistant lahat. Abot kamay mo lahat ng blessing. Parang si Jesus, oh, kailangan ko ng tinapay. Tinapay. Di ba, kailangan niya ng bangka? Walang bangka. Anong ginawa? Lumakad sa tubig. Nag-moonwalk pa. How can you sleep in the middle of the storm? Only Jesus can do that because yung kanyang whole being, meron siya ng abundant life. Relax na relax sa gitna ng bagyo. Equidistant. That is what God wants for us. Abundant life. How many of you believe that? But here's the thing. All of us, we want abundant life and we know from God's word that that is what God wants for us. But that does not mean that we all have abundant life. In fact, nung dinidescribe ko siya kanina, alam mo yung umabot ka na doon sa point na parang, yes, abundant life, we want that. Okay naman yan, gusto ko naman yan, pero para na lang siyang isang panaginip na hindi natin kayang abutin. Yung you did everything for that relationship, but at the end of the day, it still failed. Yung you did everything, sino sa inyo, student, naranasan mo na na mag-aral, tas alam mo, you feel like you're gonna pass that test. Pero paglabas ng result, parang na Infinity War, yung grades mo, di ba? Parang, oh, ano nangyari? That abundant life that we are talking about for some of us is just a distant dream na hindi naman natin talaga kayang abutin. Kasi actually, yung abundant life na yan, ninanakaw lang ng enemy sa atin. And you know this, may mga pagkakataon na ang saya-saya mo, pero pag uwi mo ng bahay, makikita mo nag-aaway yung mamit daddy mo. May mga pagkakataon na, okay na okay ka pagdating mo sa church, nagsaserve ka, lahat ginagawa mo. 5 services inattendan mo. Eh, how many of you know na pag ginawa mo yun, sobrang pumped up ka. Only to find out na kinabukasan wala ka na palang trabaho. For some of us, we are praying to God and yung faith natin, gabundok na. Pero pagkapunta mo dun sa doktor, bibigyan kayo ng non-diagnosis na sasabihin sa'yo, ganito katagal ka nalang mabubuhay. Ganun na lang kabilis, mawala yung hope. But here's the thing, here's the good news. God's promise didn't change. I don't know where you are right now. Maybe for some of you, you're not feeling victorious. Maybe for some of you, you feel that, yung feeling ng nanakawan. Alam mo, isa sa pinakamasakit na pakiramdam, yung feeling mo nanakawan. Diba? Yung feeling mo panalo na, pero hindi pa rin pala. But here's the thing, even in that situation, God's promise of abundant life will not change. But here's the not so good news. We have a problem. Again, John 10:10, sabi dito, the thief comes. There is a thief, my friend. And I know for some of you, you think like yung thief na yan is the devil. And that's true. But in this particular context, ang tinutukoy po dito is yung mga religious leaders na inaabuso nila yung kanilang authority. Kaya nung kausap sila ni Jesus, sabi niya, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come, sabi ni Jesus. Here's the thing about the thief. The thief can be anything or anyone. If there is anything or anyone that is robbing you of the abundant life that God has promised for you, then that thing or that person is a thief. Sometimes the thief is our own self. Our own worries. Yung parang ang saya-saya mo na biglang dahil nag-worry ka, uy, lumindol ng konti, oh Lord, babalik ka na ba? Sinipon ka, oh baka meron ako, ano, kailangan ko magpa-MRIs, may sipon lang. And we laugh about all those things, but guess what? If you think about it, it robs you of joy. It robs you of life. It robs you of sleep. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And ito pa'y nakakatakot, the thief will come. It's not a matter of dadating ba yung thief o hindi. It's a question of when. In this life, you will face trials. But take heart, I have overcome the world, sabi ni Jesus. If you're here right now, if you're a new Christian and you think kapag Kristiyano ka, walang challenge, hindi totoo yun. I remember last October, we had an accident. Yung buntis pa lang yung wife ko nun. Nabangga po kami ng 10-wheeler truck. So we were so worried. And that moment, hindi nagmamatter kung pastor ako o hindi. Hindi nagmamatter kung Christian ako o hindi. Whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, or you're a pastor, you're a leader, you're a victory group leader, you will face challenges. Mauulanan ka pag umulan. Mababangga ka pag may banggaan. Tama ba? Eh nung moment na yon, ang reaction ko noon hindi yung nung nabangga kami, no, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Pastor ako, dapat yun ang reaction ko, di ba? Consider it pure joy, bangga pa more. Hindi, that's not my reaction. That time, I was so worried. I did not sleep. And that moment, I let my worry steal from me. Ito pa yung nakakatakot sa thief. The thief can be good things. Your career might be a thief. If it robs you of joy, if it robs you of abundant life, alam mo yun, yung wala ka ng panahon para sa pamilya mo, wala ka ng panahon para mag-pray, gigising ka, magtatrabaho ka, pag uwi mo, tutulog ka lang, gigising ka, tapos trabaho ulit, it might be a thief. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. How many of you know that career is a good thing? Pero it can be a thief. Your relationships can be a thief. If that relationship is not from God, alam mo yon, yung mga moment na, alam mo, lahat ng friends mo, sinasabi na sa'yo, alam mo, hindi talaga okay sa yung relationship na yan. Tapos you've been praying and fasting, you're asking God, Lord, what am I gonna do? Tapos sabi ni Lord sa'yo, let go. Tapos ikaw, lumapit ka dun sa babae o dun sa lalaki, sabi mo, iyak-iyak ka pa, no? Kasi pray ka eh, fasting ka, umiiyak ka pa, sabi mo sa kanya, sabi daw ni Lord, let's go. I mean, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And here's a scary thing about the thief. The thief will offer you a counterfeit life. The thief will offer you an abundant life. When we pursue the abundant life that was offered by the thief, we get a counterfeit life that is not really life at all. Sunod ka na sunod doon. Ito ba yung nakakatakot? Yung please listen to me carefully. Ministry, if you're not careful, can be a thief. Buong oras mo nandun na. You're so busy advancing the kingdom, you don't have time with the king. And you think like, ah, pag binerso ko to, okay ang buhay ko. Pagdating mo doon at the end, of the day, pagkatiningnan mo, okay nga, marami ka nga pera, pero lahat naman ng kamag-anak mo galit sa'yo. Lahat ng anak mo galit sa'yo. Yung asawa mo galit sa'yo. That's the scary thing about the thief. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I sense in my spirit right now, maybe for some of you, the thief is trying to steal away your health. Don't let him. The thief is trying to steal away your joy, your peace. Don't let him. Dito sa verse na to, we face a problem and a promise. Di sabi dito, the thief comes. Contrast it dun sa sinabi ni Jesus, I came. Contrast mo dun sa sinabi ng thief, that only to steal, kill, and destroy. Contrast mo naman sa sinabi ni Jesus that they may have life and have it abundantly. And here's the thing about this. We have a choice to make. This is a choice that you have to make. Either you choose your own way, na parang counterfeit life, na you think yun yung abundant life. You don't let God define abundant life for you. You don't get abundant life from God pursuing your own way compared to pursuing God's way. So what will it be? It's a choice that you have to make. Now, if it is simply about a choice, why do most people choose their own way instead of God's way? I believe the key in understanding all of this is in John 10:11. It says here, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That statement by Jesus, I am the good shepherd. Somehow, Jesus here provided an illustration, something that everyone can understand back then. An illustration about the sheep and the shepherd. Sheep is one of the most dumb animals ever. Pero the sheep has three basic needs. Una, protection. The sheep is threatened. They want protection. They want a pasture, a place where they can belong, a place where they can relax, a place where they can feel rested. And finally, the sheep wants provision. Kasi kailangan niya kumain, kailangan niya uminom, kailangan niya may magtitend sa kanya. But here's the thing, the sheep cannot do it on its own. It's the job of the shepherd to provide protection, pasture, and provision for the sheep. Shepherd ang nagbibigay nun. Wala kang makikita na sheep na ginugupitan yung sarili. Walang ganon. How many of you want protection or security? Or a pasture? A place where you can feel rested? A place na hindi ka threatened? A place where you belong? How many of you are praying for provision? And if we're really gonna be honest with ourselves, tayo, di ba kanina usapan lang naman natin choice eh. Di ba? Choice, problem, promise, medyo obvious. Promise yung piliin mo, wag problema. Pero pag tinignan natin yung buhay natin, we choose problems most of the time. Why? Kasi yung ating ability to choose, hindi okay. Because of our sinful nature, hindi natin kaya pumili. We cannot choose. Kahit ganun kasimple yung problema, choose life. Read Deuteronomy. Choose life. Sinabi pa ng Bible, pinapili. Blessings and curses. Choose blessing, choose life. And yet the people chose curses. The people chose problems. Because the answer is not really found in the choice. Kung promise ba o problem, ang answer makikita mo sa person. So I wanna ask you this right now. Is Jesus your shepherd? He said, I am the great shepherd. And true enough, He's the greatest shepherd of all time. Pero is He your shepherd? Pag dumating ka ba dun sa point na may problema ka na, kanino ka tumatakbo? Sa pasture, sa provision, sa protection, where do you rely? Do you get that from other things or do you get that from Jesus? Is Jesus your shepherd? I want to encourage you right now, Victory Dumaguete, God is going to use this church to reach this city. And thousands of people will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ through you. But it will not happen if we're going in our own way and we're not trusting our shepherd. Maybe you're in that situation and you know, you trust Jesus in some areas of your life, pero meron kang hindi mabitaw-bitawan. I want to encourage you, trust Jesus. Alam niya yan, He will protect you. In fact, ang problema, di ba, nature, did you know kung paano sinold ni Jesus yon? He gave His life for the sheep. He died, paid for our sins, and gave us a new nature so that in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Now you can choose life. Now you can choose Jesus. Last verse, John 17:3. This is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I want to leave you with this statement. Jesus came not just to give life. He came to be life. Jesus came to be your life. If you let Him, Jesus can be your life. Good Shepherd.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.